Welcome back, everybody. We're in our last segment of the afternoon. Don't worry, though. We got Pete Schwabba coming up next with Nightlight. So we've got your evening and early, I should say early evening and late afternoon covered right here on Civic Media. Right now, we've got a fantastic guest. Her name is Gina Krause-Vilmar. She's the president and CEO of Upwardly Global, a leading voice in ensuring skilled immigrants, refugees, and asylees who hold the right to work can fully contribute to our economy here in Wisconsin and beyond. Gina, we've been talking about trying to reset the dialogue. And so speak directly to our listeners, especially folks that live in some of the more rural areas. When they hear at the barber shop or in church or at their favorite watering hole, oh yeah, Donald Trump, we really need to get these immigrants out of here. And these are terrible. How do we try to move past that? What are some of the key facts or language approaches that you hope people can use to at least maybe open the mind of someone that they may be talking to in these places where we do eventually talk a little politics?
Yeah. And so I would say, you know, just starting with the facts, the reality is that close to 50% of immigrants coming into the United States to work have a bachelor's degree or higher. So these are not the same people who came to build the railroads. This is a very mixed skilled population. I would also say, if you're looking at things like physicians, 99 million Americans do not have access to a primary healthcare provider. And that is largely based in rural communities. That means that you have to travel over 100 miles in order to access a physician. That means you are not in an area that has a primary healthcare physician. And yet, we have 215,000 internationally trained doctors in the United States today that are unable to work as physicians because they have to go through the whole process over again. That is a 5 to 6 year commitment to relicense. That is over $10,000 in investment in order to get the coursework and the work experience in order to get back into your field. And that locks a lot of people out. And so we are seeing states, actually. We're seeing Illinois, we're seeing Washington, we're seeing Massachusetts, which just passed this, the state of Virginia, which are passing legislation that allows these internationally trained doctors to work on hospital floors underneath a U.S. licensed doctor for 2 years, but they're getting on that hospital floor immediately. And so I think it's going to take that kind of creativity, and it's going to be a states-based focus that's really going to change the conversation around what is possible in terms of people who are coming with skills, who need to contribute, and have an outsized contribution that they can be making, not only in certain industries, but honestly in our rural communities. So I think it's important to remember that, you know, it's a lot of folks that are wanting to contribute to the US, and it's also that skilled population. I think that the biggest thing for if you're sitting in that bar in a local area and you want to talk politics, I think you have to get real about your own family's journey and when they got here and how they were treated and how that's replicating itself today and what those similarities are. And I think you have to get real about the people in your lives that you rely on who are immigrants. And I think you have to talk about it. I think people have gotten so scared to talk about, oh, I'm the children of immigrants or I'm the grandchildren of immigrants.
Right.
And we have to get back to understanding that this is part of our identity and our journey and our story. And until we start to accept that, we're not going to be able to move forward, not just as a country that believes in human dignity, but as a country that believes in a competitive economy.
Yeah. Oops. And I think that, you know, all of us know people who are either benefiting by having immigrants come here to either work for them or work as part of the infrastructure of the economy. So why is there this disconnect, though, between what's happening at the local level and what's happening at the national level? Because you see all these towns going, we need to bring people in. We're going to find some people to do all this work. And you have these small town mayors, you have these, you know, councils who are going, this is essential to the lifeblood of our community. But then you get to the national level and suddenly there's this demonization of what's happening. How do we bridge that gap?
I think we bridge that gap that by creating innovation in our cities and our states. And I think cities and states are doing it. I mean, for example, in Wisconsin, Upwardly Global, we're partnering with the Wisconsin Technical College System.
Oh,
we're
great.
Piloting with three of the colleges out of the 14. And they've got a high number of immigrants and children of immigrants that are in their education system that are looking to get jobs when they graduate. And we're helping them understand, how do you unpack their ability to be competitive for the workforce and to find that awesome. Professional job, so that they're connecting the dots around success. I will also say, we work with a lot of employers, and employers do not care where talent comes from.
Right.
If they're work authorized and they're qualified, that is all they care about around the bottom line. We have low unemployment. We have serious labor shortages, and that labor shortage gets much bigger as you get to mid and high skill roles. And that is not going to be filled by us trying to graduate everyone we can possibly can, because we just do not have enough people to do it. And let's be real. We never had enough people to do it at any decade of this country.
Yes. Exactly.
Folks, that is Gina Krause-Vilmar, President and CEO of Upwardly Global. Immigrants in Wisconsin pay $3 billion in taxes and have total spending power of $8.3 billion. Those numbers are only going up. You do the math. Thanks so much, Gina. That's going to do it for us this afternoon. It's been my pleasure. Please stay tuned here on Civic Media. Thank you to Tom Paulso. It's my guest co-host on Mondays. A nice man and a reasonable guy in politics. Who knew that there was such a thing? My name's Maggie Dawn. You've been listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for human dignity and our immigrant neighbors, friends, and loved ones who drive our Wisconsin economy forward.